What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 387. In this episode, I'll discuss using the one-minute preceptor method for pharmacy residents. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode387. The one-minute preceptor method focuses on the five micro skills first described in 1992 in the Journal of American Board of Family Practice in the context of teaching medical students. Any of the five skills can be used on its own to quickly provide value during a learning experience. Therefore, the title of one-minute preceptor method was used. The skills are, number one, get a commitment. For this skill, you focus on one learning point. Encourage residents to develop their critical thinking and clinical reasoning skills. Actively engage the resident, establishing their readiness and level of competence. Push the resident just beyond their comfort zone and encourage them to make a decision about something, be it a recommendation or a plan. The example would be, so tell me what you think is happening with this patient. Skill number two is to probe for supporting evidence. Uncover the basis for the resident's decision. Was it a guess or was it based on a reasonable foundation of knowledge? Establish the resident's readiness and level of competency. For example, you might say, what other factors in the history of present illness support your recommendation? Skill number three, reinforce what was done well. The resident might not realize they've done something well. Positive feedback reinforces desired behaviors, knowledge, skills, or attitude. For example, you might say, you kept in mind that the doctor hadn't seen the patient yet today. You were non-judgmental in your approach, ensuring your recommendation was accepted. Skill number four is give guidance about errors or omissions. Approach the resident respectfully while concurrently addressing areas of need or improvement. Without timely feedback, it's difficult to improve. If mistakes are not pointed out, residents may never discover that they are making these errors and hence repeat them. As an example, you might say, I agree the guidelines do say to use vasopressin 0.03 instead of 0.04 units per hour, but I would get that change in the policy rather than bringing it up each time in rounds. And skill five is to teach a general principle. Sharing a pearl of wisdom is your opportunity to shine, so embrace the moment. Residents will apply what is shared to future experiences. Residents tend to recall guiding principles, and often the individual patient may serve as a cue to recall a general rule that was taught. For example, you might say, deciding whether to test for heparin-induced thrombocytopenia is tricky. Fortunately, we can use the four T's to avoid unnecessary testing. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy get to make precepting easier by granting their residents access to the 75-plus masterclass trainings available for clinical skills in critical care, emergency medicine, infectious disease, and general hospital pharmacy. In addition, Academy members have access to preceptor development resources, such as the training on providing feedback to pharmacy residents. To get immediate access to these resources, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.